Hello friends, the Lord bless you. I trust you are well and commend you for having the desire and taking the time to listen to this podcast. I am Pastor David Sia. Recently, it is observed that in the wake of transitioning into endemicity, there is a tendency for some to try to catch up with what we think we may have lost in the past 2 years. Thus, some of us may give in to the pent-up feelings of amassing, buying, and cluttering our lives with things. Amidst the rush to yield to such tendency, I believe it is only wise that we take time to pause, to reflect, and to understand how we can stay true to the life God meant us to live, especially at this very season of our lives. So for the next few moments, I would like to speak on living a life of simplicity. Christian theologian and author Richard Foster said, "We often find ourselves, while trying to pursue a fulfilling life, that we get trapped by the attachment to things, and we get trapped by the opinions of others." Someone said about attachment to things. He said this. He said, "We buy things we do not need to impress the people we do not like." There is a certain amount of truth in this statement, isn't it? Foster gives us three key attitudes to simplicity. He says, if what we have, number one, we can receive as a gift from God. And if what we have, number two, we know it is to be cared for by God. And number three, if what we have can be made available to others when it is clearly right and good, then we are living in simplicity. But if what we have, we feel that we alone have gotten, and if what we have, we believe it is up to us to hold on to, and if what we have, we cannot make available to others when it is clearly right and good to make it available, then we are living in duplicity, which is the opposite of simplicity. I believe the current climate we are in encourages duplicity. And if we as believers are not careful, we can be sucked in and miss the mark on the life God intends us for us to live out. Simplicity is freedom. Duplicity is bondage. Simplicity brings joy and balance. Duplicity brings anxiety and fear. So you may ask, how does a life of simplicity look like? Well, it can look like this. For example, when it comes to buying stuff, big or small, we can think in terms of buying them for their usefulness rather than for their status. Or we can learn to reject anything that may potentially produce an addiction in us. This includes food and drinks, binge watching, computer gaming, excessive buying, indulging in social media, and so on. Or we can learn to enjoy many things without needing to own them. And the things we do own, we can feel free to share with others who are in need, or even give them away. So in conclusion, it is my prayer for you, my friends, that God will give you the courage, the wisdom, and the strength to live in simplicity with all that God has entrusted to you, however little or however much, especially in the way we steward our time, steward our resources, and the way we invest in our relationships. I end with the assurance Jesus gives to us. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33, that says, "So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Let me now pray for you. Father, we once again recognize You alone can meet our deepest longings and truly satisfy us. Today and every day, we choose to reject the counterfeits, the unhealthy substitutes, and fleshly desires that are so often stirred by what we see. Father, what we need materially, we know, God, You can make available through Your providence. Thus, Lord, we will not fret and nor worry, for You know exactly what we need and when we need them. And Lord, what You know we really need and we need to acquire, be it big or small things, give us, Lord, the wisdom to know what to do and when best to do it. So we thank You. We thank You for that which You have already blessed us with for our enjoyment. We pray, God, that we will continually be grateful, be generous, and have the freedom to share and even to give away, just as You would prompt us to do so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.